My name is Stephen Hickey. I was a CSP volunteer in 1967. I worked for a thing called Blackfriars Settlement, which is based in South London. But my job was actually down at Deal, because the Blackfriars Settlement ran a holiday camp down there for deprived families from around the Elephant and Castle, Camberwell sort of area. And I was down there from, I think it must have been about April 1967 through till, I think, probably August, so it's the summer period. And I basically was the minibus driver. So we had a brand new comma 12-seater minibus, which I drove. Basically, they had these families from, as I say, sort of Camberwell, Elephant and Castle area, and they went down for, it must have been, I guess, a week to 10 days, something like that. Give them a break, a holiday for, you know, by the seaside, away from London, which they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. And I, as I drove the minibus, which was quite a pretty full-time job, because the camp was a little bit out of Deal itself, and people needed carrying back and forth for all sorts of things. It was great fun.
What inspired you to volunteer in the first place?
Well, I left school and I was due to go to university in the autumn, so I had basically 6 months sort of blank, and I was looking around for something to do, clearly too short a period to do VSO, which at the time was the sort of, you know, the thing which people tried to do if you had a year off, which I didn't have. CSV had just started, I don't know, a year or two previously, and it just seemed an interesting, useful, you know, good way of spending some time, so I stuck in an application.
It seems a little bit strange to us to think of people from inner cities going to Deal for a holiday, but it was actually a fact that people from the kind of London boroughs you're talking about didn't actually get to go on holiday very much, did they? It must have meant a huge amount to them.
I think so, yes. I mean, they, when we say families, they were overwhelmingly women and kids, what we now call lone parents. I can't remember whether we used that term in those days. And I know at least one, you know, whose the husband was in prison, this kind of thing. The ones I visited personally were living in what must have been relatively new sort of council flats, I guess. Those great big blocks near the Elephant and Castle that are now being demolished. They were deprived families. Differently from today, they were, I think, my recollection is, pretty well all white, but a very strong Irish contingent. And I remember visiting, and I stayed a weekend with one of the families, and we all went out on sort of Saturday night for an Irish knees-up, you know, in local pubs in South London, which was a new experience to me. And then some of the holidays were just for children, you know, with lots of kids and sort of social workers from the Blackfriars Settlement. But basically, these were people who, you know, lived their whole life in inner London, and you know, and going to the seaside and getting out of London at all was, you know, for them a pretty unusual, even a novel experience.
Sounds like it might have been a bit of a handful sometimes.
Yeah, they were, particularly, I think, the children. I mean, I remember one occasion, the children really started acting up quite badly, you know, in the evening. And we had the wonderful sort of social workers in charge of them from the Blackfriars Settlement. And basically, they were threatened, right, if you don't sort of, you know, get your act together and behave, you're going straight back to London. And this threat had to become real. So they all had to pile into the minibus. And this must have been, I don't know what time of night it was, so 9 o'clock or something in the evening. And we set forth with, you know, your behaviour being so bad, we're going to go straight back to London. So off we drove. And basically, I had to drive as far as Sandwich. And Sandwich has a one-way system. So I went into Sandwich, round the one-way system, and then back. Because this wasn't, they weren't really going to go back to London, but they had to get the idea that this was a serious threat. So I remember driving around the one-way system of Sandwich while the social workers explained to them, you know, pull your socks up and get your act together, or you're going straight back to London. In fact, we didn't go back to London. We went back and things were fine.
What did you get out of it personally?
Well, it was an eye-opener for me in many ways. Obviously, I met a whole sort of side of life that I had no real personal exposure to, these families in the sort of from the Camberwell, Elephant and Castle area, and their lifestyle and, you know, and their whole experience. That was all news to me. I met a sort of diversity of other volunteers. I mean, there were three of us at the beginning to set the camp up, as it were. There was me, there was a police cadet from Liverpool, and there was a Japanese ex-student who had a he just got a degree in English, but her spoken English was absolutely terrible, so we had great difficulty communicating. And we were, all three of us, utterly different backgrounds and so on. And then over the summer, lots of, you know, other volunteers came and went from all sorts of different backgrounds. So actually meeting the other volunteers was an eye-opener, and really fun. You know, you just met all these fantastic people. And personally, oddly enough, I very much enjoyed the driving side of it. I was only 17. I'd never driven anything like a, you know, new minibus. And my driving got a hell of a lot better. The key moment was driving up and down to London and driving around the Elephant and Castle. And once you can drive around the Elephant and Castle, frankly, you can do anything.
I would suspect that some people today, their hair might stand on end at the thought of a 17-year-old driving a minibus full of youngsters down to the coast.
I don't think you'll be allowed to do it today. The legal restrictions on what you can drive and so on have changed radically. I'm now, in fact, one of my roles is I'm chairman of a thing called the Community Transport Association, which is a sort of membership body for voluntary sector community transport schemes. And the legislation around, you know, who can drive what has tightened up hugely. So it would be out of the question now, actually, for me to do what I did then. No doubt that's a very sensible, desirable thing, but personally, it would have been a big loss to my life if I hadn't been able to do it.
You mentioned the benefits to you at the time and how it broadened your horizons. But thinking in the longer term, were there any long-term benefits? For example, you know, obviously the development of your personality, but also possibly in your career move.
It's very difficult to know, you know, what you would or wouldn't have done if you hadn't done something aged or 17, 18. But I mean, I've certainly been involved with the voluntary sector and the sort of broader social sector, if I put it that way, most of my life. I did other work for other voluntary organisations as a student, and then my career was in the civil service, but in the sort of, you know, what was then the DHSS. So I've always been interested in the sort of social services, if you like. And since retiring from full-time work, I'm now, as I say, chair of the Community Transport Association. I'm involved with other voluntary organisations, and I'm a non-exec on a health authority, a primary care trust. So, I mean, in different ways, I've been involved with social services of one sort or another, both in the voluntary sector and the statutory sector, most of my life. And I think, you know, I think CSV was a sort of, you know, a significant part of setting down that track.